WXYZ presents News at 55 from ABC.
There is no joy in America tonight. Civil riots continue in Detroit and other American cities. This is Don Howe, ABC News Detroit, with all the news from ABC Radio. Several American cities are in different moods tonight as violence and rioting continues in the summer of 1967. Here in Detroit, a city of war where snipers hide on rooftops, the violence continues into the fourth day. It is truly the worst civil riot in modern American history. U.S. Army paratroopers, National Guardsmen, state and local police are continuing the fight against a handful of snipers who still control some sections of the city from their elevated perches in the streets. On the city's west side, a 150-block area is off limits to everybody. This is no man's land, an area of destruction and devastation. And above the rubble and in the night, the sound of sniper fire. ABC newsman Tom McIntyre says it's unreal. Hard to believe that this could happen in America. But here it is in Detroit, the nation's fifth largest city. McIntyre was with ABC newsman Lowell Newton on the city's west side. And Newton, who has covered news stories for the last 10 years, said, "This is the worst thing I have ever seen." Both McIntyre and Newton felt the violence last night, and they were pinned down the ABC News car on Grand River Avenue near Martindale, near a movie theater. And the phone line was opened back to ABC's broadcast house in Detroit, and McIntyre reported what was happening, and this is how it sounded. As many as 2,000 rounds of ammunition fired within 5 minutes as three snipers perched above the street as 200 National Guardsmen converged on the area. This is how newsman Tom McIntyre reported it.
There is shooting in this area. We're going right for the area right now. The area is very well lit. Is there anything to the right? Can I swing over? A great deal of shooting. More shots. More shots. Close, they're in the windows. Get down, get down. Down.
Get out, get out.
All right, we're all right. We've got to get out of this area.
As many as 38 people have died thus far, more than 1,500 injured. Detroit is still a battleground in some areas tonight. This announcement from General John Throckmorton, the commander of the federal forces in Detroit. He said just a few minutes ago that, with the exception of a few isolated snipers, I do have the situation under control in Detroit. He says, and we quote, "It just takes time to root them out, and we'll root them out eventually." In other cities, at South Bend, Indiana, violence has broken out for the second night in a row in a predominantly Negro section. Early reports say that 4 persons have been wounded by gunfire. Vandals made hit-and-run raids, and a firebomb was thrown into a market store. At Cincinnati, gangs of Negroes threw rocks at cars, broke windows, and stoned firemen fighting a blaze in the Avondale section of that city. In Cambridge, Maryland, National Guardsmen fired riot-controlled gas into a crowd of Negroes when the group refused to disperse following a civil rights rally. Violence in other Michigan cities seemed to have been snuffed out last night. Grand Rapids and Saginaw, scenes of earlier rioting seem back to normal. Saginaw did not impose a curfew or clamp a ban on the sale of firearms, gasoline, and liquor during its siege. A calm in Grand Rapids followed 2 nights of looting and sniping in that city. Although there has been a ban on sale of liquor in the Detroit area, it was reported yesterday that Lapeer County authorities suspect there may be some bootlegging from the area into Detroit. Yesterday, Lapeer County authorities banned all sales of beer and liquor because of an influx of apparent bootleggers from the city of Detroit. The ban was imposed at 5 p.m. and will be effective until further notice. Also, Dayton, crowds of Negroes gathered, and one arson case was reported before midnight at Dayton's West End, which was the scene of rioting earlier this summer and last year. Police say crowds averaging 30 to 40 persons would gather, be dispersed, and then reform once again. Detroit's weather, partly cloudy tonight with a low of 60 degrees, fair and warmer tomorrow with a high near 83. Right now, the winds are from the south-southwest at 8 miles an hour, humidity 87%. The temperature in Detroit is 68 degrees. With the latest news from the ABC Newsroom in Detroit, this is Don Howe, WXYZ News.
WXYZ, ABC in Detroit, Michigan, with studios and broadcast house.
WXYZ presents The Sound of the Good Life with Johnny Randall.
WXYZ.